28 before the top of the hour. Melody Hobson is president of Chicago-based Ariel Investments, joining us on the show this morning. How are you doing, Melody?
I'm great, Skip. How are you?
Doing wonderful. And today you're going to join us to talk about interest rates, correct?
Yes, that's right. The Federal Reserve Federal Open Market Committee is meeting this week, and it is widely believed, that interest rates are going to start to tick up. And it's really a result of a lot of strength we're seeing in the economy. Unemployment is now at 4.6%. That's as of November. That's considered full employment in this country. Wages have gone up, largely driven by some of the higher minimum wage changes that we've seen. And then we've also seen inflation picking up a little bit. So all of that is a recipe for the Federal Reserve raising rates. I'd be really surprised if they didn't at this meeting.
Okay, well, let's start out with mortgages. What can we expect on that front?
So we would expect mortgages are going to still be very, very low, but they'll likely go up. So the average fixed rate mortgage right now, 30-year, 4.13%. I mean, that's still really low. But fixed rate mortgages are tied to yields on Treasury. So our U.S. Treasury notes, there's a direct correlation there. So as a result of it, the rates we pay on mortgages will likely go up. It'll likely make buying a house more expensive. If you have a variable interest rate mortgage, so adjustable rate mortgage, you're probably going to see your mortgage payments go up soon. So you want to start budgeting for that. Or if you have, you may want to think about refinancing. If your variable rate is going to change and you can lock in a very low fixed rate mortgage.
Melody, I know last week you talked about auto loans. How is this rate hike impact going to?
Not very much, actually. A quarter percentage point difference on a $25,000 auto loan is $3 a month. Mm-hmm. So it's not any major change. So there, I wouldn't be too worried that you won't expect to see much difference.
Okay, if we don't see a big change there, then where will the rate?
Credit cards?
Yeah.
Credit cards, yes. Credit cards. So the one thing, credit cards and student loans, credit cards are directly tied to the rate the Federal Reserve determines. So if they if interest rates go up 0.25%, your credit cards within a very short time will go up likely that same amount. So it'll be a little bit more expensive to pay off your credit card debt. The same is true of student loans, but it takes a little bit longer. The rate, the increase probably won't be as fast. And it's specifically with private student loans. Federal student loans have a fixed rate mortgage, but many private loans that people get from banks, et cetera, have variable rates. And so you'll likely see that rate go up. However, as I said, it'll probably be more gradual than what you see with a credit card.
Is an interest rate hike only negative for us financially?
There actually is a small benefit. You know, we barely make any money on what we have in a savings account. Mm-hmm. And so now what you'll see is that interest rate hike will give you a little bit more. But I'm talking these rates are barely nothing. I mean, right now, banks are paying less than 0.1% on a savings account. I mean, it's nothing.
Right.
But, you know, as these rates move slowly, I would expect over the coming years, you'll see that money that you're making on a savings account go up.
Well,
to what, 0.2?
the one thing you're right, Sybil, the banks are very slow to pass on this increase.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you deposit, it's exactly the same as when you deposit a check, it takes forever.
Right, right.
But when they want to take the money out from you, it's very fast. Exactly.
Well, thank you, Melody. You always keep us informed, and we appreciate it. You have a nice remainder of the day.
Merry Christmas to you, Melody.
Merry
take
Christmas.
Care. Bye.